part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
Santa works all day in his workshop, making a lot of games and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he could be. There's just one fucking thing that worries me. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's Fatass gonna use that sleigh? In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's Fatass get around to us? Say he breaks down on his way to town, would they let him use a bus? I sent him a nice...
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
You sure are.
Feel much better.
You got
to... John.
You got to... What?
Easy. Sorry.
You got to say hit the cough button.
Yeah.
All right, this is episode 80, part one.
Episode 80, John.
80. We're 20 away from 100.
100.
God damn.
Wonderful, fucking wonderful.
Fucking wonderful. That's Joe Pesci, if it doesn't snow for Christmas.
All right, John, I've already missed probably one of the best holiday parties of the season.
That's right, my friend.
And it happened today, and it happened at your house.
Yeah. It was insane.
And I couldn't make it.
We had like 40, 50 people here, man. I thought for sure my floor was going to cave in. And we watched the Bears game.
The Bears? No, I was doing shit around the house. I had the Bears game on. I didn't have the volume on. But I'm watching, it's 24-3 or something. I walk away, I come back an hour later, it's 31-31. What the hell happened? Did Grossman throw a couple of interceptions or what?
The defense just laid down and went to sleep.
Wow.
I guess because Tank Johnson went out, you know, and got busted for weed and guns. And then you hear what happened?
Yeah, then his bodyguard got shot to death at a club. What's going on with those NFLs?
I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell happened.
Those NFL superstars.
But, they just laid down and they got stomped on.
NFL, those guys need guns. Those rugby players don't need guns. They just come up and pop you right in the face.
Oh, listen to that. They don't need guns.
Those rugby guys.
The guns, where they're from, the guns are illegal. You doofus. You can get guns wherever you want now. He had the AR-15, which stands for Assault Rifle 15.
Nice.
It's just basically a, what is it? It's a...
automatic weapon, John.
Thank you,
It'll
Scott.
Tear your ass in half. All right, now get back to the party. Tell me
it
about the party.
It will not tear your ass in half. It's like
it's
an
the
M16.
Highlight of your party. What was the highlight for you?
I don't know.
For
my
you.
Chili.
Your chili?
Yeah.
Do you have any left?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Nice.
But I'm telling you, don't come in here, whatever you do, man.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Oh.
I ain't going in there.
Oh,
over
God.
By there. So the party was a big success.
Jesus Christ.
Right?
Throw up. Yeah, it was great.
You had a great party.
I had to spend it between down here and upstairs, and kids just fucking, what do I say, 17 kids?
17 kids.
17 kids ripping through here. And most of them, all of them wanted to sit in this room here where all my equipment is to watch the game.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, hey. Don't touch. Don't touch your stuff.
I thought you'd have like a man's club.
Don't touch. I
in
tried.
In a special room where you smoke cigars, drink beers, and watch the game.
We were down here doing that. And, actually, I had to go get the wings over Buffalo Wild Wings.
Right.
And those motherfuckers over there didn't have my order ready.
Oh.
So I had to sit there for 20 minutes waiting for them to show up with
how many
my
wings?
Shit.
How many wings
just
did you get?
Just 48. I thought I ordered like 500. And then there were the littlest things. And I get home. I went and bought some beer. I get home. Half the people are here already. Rick's in my kitchen using all my fucking, you know, equipment. He's got the stove and he's making balsamic vinaigrette glaze for his. He goes, "You want to get wings? I'm making wings." Well, you didn't say you were making wings. The wife said, "Bring a dessert or bring something to eat." And you told her dessert. And then you asked me Monday when we're at the game, should I bring a dessert or something to eat? But you already communicated. I don't fucking know. Or was it Thursday? I don't know.
Who knows?
So he's like dirtying up all our dishes, and we, you know, got all kind of crap food, you know, that you can just like toss into your mouth, you know, on paper bowls and stuff. Because
right.
I made chili last night, stayed up till whatever, midnight, making two vats of chili, man, with 6 pounds of ground beef.
Per vat or overall?
No, overall. And I have like one, I have like a gallon or 2 gallon pot and a gallon and a half or something. I still have a gallon and a half left of chili.
Nice.
And yeah, it was pretty good. So they brought everybody brought some shit over, and we had just shitloads of food, man. Tons of frickin' food. And of course, you know, Rick leaves with all his crap everywhere. His wife had to clean all the stuff up for him.
Oh, he showed up as his wife?
Yeah.
Is she showing yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that reminds me, John.
Yeah.
Get this.
Okay, I'm getting him, man.
The wife says to me, "I want to have another baby."
Okay, that's going to be a little tough, ain't it?
It is going to be a little tough because I got the vas. You want to listen, that's episode 27.
Oh, she wants to have one, but not with you.
No, she wants me to have my tubes retied, as it were.
That's not very good planning, Scott.
It
I
isn't.
Wouldn't think.
No, it's not. So I said, okay. I mean, it's relentless all week. I want another one. So I said, okay, if by June, if we both lose 30 pounds, that's the precondition.
Oh, dude.
We both have to lose 30 pounds by June. And we'll take it
from
there.
Are you a man or what? What the fuck's what is with you, man?
Here's what I'm hoping by June.
Here's what you're hoping. You got nothing.
Here's what I'm hoping.
You got nothing, pal.
It's by June, she'll say, "What
you
was
can
I
have
thinking?
Your balls back."
Yeah. What was I thinking? I don't want another kid.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That ain't gonna happen. She's gonna lose that 30. Bam. Okay, I'm ready.
Well, then we went through
give me your balls.
We went through all the hypothetical situations. Okay, let's say we both lose the weight. We beat our preconditions. Is it just one load? One load that takes? Or do we go until we actually have a kid? And she said, go until we actually
just have him
kid.
Squeeze some juice out of your nuts and put it in a
vial. It's too expensive. Maybe Stephen C. can cut me a deal, because he's in that industry. Well, he's not in that industry, but he's in the medical profession. He's very educated. He's very networked kind of a person. Maybe he can hook me up.
Something's wrong with you, man. You need therapy. Anybody who... Okay, I could see reversing it for a new wife, but for the same wife, there's no way in fucking hell I would ever do that. You could take that to the bank.
Hey.
No way.
I have to lose 30 pounds by June. All I have to do is gain 50 pounds. And it won't happen.
Well, then obviously she's going to know you're not trying. Why don't you just say, no, I don't want to do it. Why don't you be a self-respecting man and be honest and say, I don't want to do it. If you want to do it, blow off the whole 30-pound thing and do it.
I'll think about that.
Don't be wishy-washy.
I'm wishy-washy.
It's just poor planning, I think. That's just my opinion.
Well, John, I have other big news. Big personal
news.
Big.
Yeah?
We're finally moving out of temporary housing back into our house.
Finally.
Oh. Started on Wednesday night, so it's gone Wednesday, all day Thursday, all day Friday, all day Saturday, half the day Sunday.
Good, you might be in a better mood.
Exhausted. Hopefully I'll be in a better mood. My mother and her husband came down from the Northwoods.
Yeah.
And they've been staying with us, and this
husband
hers.
Wait, in temporary housing?
No, they've been staying at the new house.
Yeah.
And the husband, Pete, this guy is in his 60s, and I stop before he stops.
Yeah?
Yeah, he keeps going. He's like, he's a machine. He is a machine, John.
Damn.
So
that's
nice.
So he kicked your ass, huh?
No, he didn't kick my ass, no. But he's a machine. So it's going to take us another couple of weeks to get settled. But
yeah, you got all the time in the world to do that.
And we got so much shit. We need to have like a garage sale and sell half of it.
So much shit.
I moved stuff out of temporary housing. Then I moved stuff out of the in-laws. That took two trips. Then I had to go to storage. That took three trips. So we had two storage lockers. One storage locker, everything we use is in that one storage locker.
Wow.
The other storage locker, I could have just put a like for sale sign on that storage locker.
Yeah.
It's all a bunch of shit. And I'm thinking, and this is like the very last load was this last storage locker on Saturday and Sunday. And I'm thinking, why can't we just burn it,
sell it,
whatever. I don't have to move it,
right?
But
no deal, huh?
We're all done with that. All done. It's been a nightmare for me. It's been horrible. But then the other thing, John, is on Friday night, Rick set up some sort of open mic night at this place called Eddie's in Arlington Heights.
Eddie's.
And he called me the day before, and I said, dude, man, I'm moving. I don't know if I'll be able to make it. I can't go at 9 o'clock
can't
and wait
go.
Until, like, 1 in the morning for us to go on. And I don't mind the waiting, but waiting and listening to open mic night...
It's horrible.
Makes me want to stab my ears out. So I said, if you can give me a window of opportunity, like 9 to 10, 9 to 11... That's doable for me. So he worked it out where you and I showed up, John. He was already there. You and I showed up, and there was a band playing, and then there's this guy, Daryl, going up, and we're on after Daryl.
Is there a gas leak in here?
I don't, why? You mean natural gas?
I don't know.
Or personal natural gas?
Woo!
So we get in there. The place is... freaking packed, John.
Yeah, packed. I mean, we couldn't get in.
It was hard to get in. So I'm carrying this bass case.
The bass case, right.
So I go over, I find a corner to stick my ass in, and I'm not moving. I can't move because I got this bass thing.
And it's got a glory hole.
It does have a glory hole.
So you can get shoved up the ass with a big shaft.
So Rick tells me, okay, this band that's playing right now, then Daryl, then us. So I'm thinking, that's great. 45 minutes at the latest.
Out of here.
We'll be on and out. But no, John, that's not the way it goes. Because whoever that fucking guy with the tie on, with his acoustic guitar, and that woman.
Michael, row your boat ashore.
Jesus Christ.
They look like they were playing their huge gig or something.
Puff. The magic dragon.
It was hilarious.
And then they finished, and then the crowd's like, oh, yeah, okay. Oh, hey, we'll do another one.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, great.
You must love us.
That's great. And their harmonies were horrible.
Yeah.
Just horrible.
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 So then Daryl gets up there, and Daryl's like this 60-year-old guitar player who's doing Jimi Hendrix.
Like Yngwie.
Yeah, and we've heard Voodoo Child, what, a thousand times?
Yeah. Now every single mic night.
And now we need to hear Daryl's interpretation.
I'd like to do my interpretation of Voodoo Child. Check it. With a 20-minute solo. He played only three songs, and it was like 2 hours.
Yeah. it was horrible. I hate open mic night. I hate
every
it.
Every time Rick mentions it, you're like, oh, fuck. Please don't tell me.
And then the other thing is I'm stuck in this corner. I have this bass I'm holding. I can't move. I can't go anywhere.
Anus.
Yeah.
And this fucking guy comes over, and he's drunk as all get out. And do you know anything about Metallica, John?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like the early days?
Yeah, sure. Kill 'em all. Cliff.
Give me the two guys who were originally in Metallica. One guy died, and the other guy went and formed...
Dave Mustaine. And Cliff Clavin,
all right.
Cliff Clavin, the bass player.
All right, so this guy...
And Dave Mustaine, he went to... Metal Church, or I don't know what the fuck is.
Megadeth.
Megadeth.
This guy comes over and he's drunk off his ass and he starts to tell me about Metallica. Like, I give a rat's fucking ass about Metallica.
You look all Metallica too, man.
And here's the thing observation.
Here?
It's starting to waft out here, man.
Is it? No way.
Yeah. It's very heavy.
It is, man. It's in my mouth. I'm going to have to light an incense down here.
So this guy comes over, and he's, I don't know what, he gets all jacked up about this because I didn't know who Dave Mustaine was.
You don't fucking know who the great fucking...
Dude, man, I'm dying out here.
Are you serious?
Yeah. All right, so I'm going
to... Let me pause
it. I'm a professional. I'm going to breathe through my mouth.
Come on, are you serious?
Well, the guy asked me the question, Hatfield or Mustaine?
Oh, Hatfield.
And I said Hatfield. And this sent the guy through the roof. Mustaine made Metallica, man. And Cliff, you know, I saw a documentary on VHS. Not VHS. On VH1.
On Beta.
And this Cliff dude, and it was him and Mustaine, man.
Man.
And he's pointing his finger in my face, and he's spitting all over me.
I saw you, man. I almost looked at Rick, and I'm like thinking, we're going to have to go over there. And then I saw him knock the Christmas lights down.
Yeah, that was a distraction. So he's in my face. I must have heard, and here's the thing about learning. He must have told me about Cliff and Dave Mustaine 50 times. And I had to ask you tonight, who was he talking about? Because it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't mean a goddamn thing to me. I don't care. God.
Yeah, it doesn't sink in.
So I'm trying to be nice to the guy because I can't, if I didn't have my bass, I could just walk away.
Yeah.
But I can't go anywhere. And I don't want to, like, start anything. I don't want to. So like you said, then the guy knocks the Christmas lights over. And that's a big distraction now.
He's trying to put him up for like 20 minutes. Yeah. I saw him. I'm like, what the fuck?
That was a big relief for me.
That's all right. We'll be called up any minute. He got kicked out by the owner.
Oh, did he?
That little 4'9" chick that owns the joint. And she wants us to play there twice a month.
Why did she kick him out?
Because he was bugging everybody.
Yeah, he bugged the shit out of me, man.
He was whistling, like, at first when you were in the corner and he wasn't anywhere near you. He was right above me and Rick and Joey, and he's... that freaking loud, ear-piercing whistle, and Joey keeps yelling stuff at him, and Rick's like, hey, dude, come on, relax. I'm like, relax? What... He's by himself. There's a ton of us in here.
Yeah. He was just an ass.
Waste him.
The original conversation, hey, man, he saw I'm holding this case.
Oh, see.
You play guitar? I said, no, I play bass.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, bass is really hard. I'm like, well, it's only four strings. It's not that. And then he looked at me like, what are you? It's fucking hard. I said it was hard. It's hard.
You want to fucking go?
Right.
Huh?
And then I had to hear... Dave Mustaine, man.
But he didn't play bass. He played guitar.
He started talking about the Cliff guy first and how Cliff rolled over in Europe on a Metallica tour and died. But then
the
it was
bus
Mustaine.
Landed on him.
Oh, did it? Did he fall out of the car and then the bus landed on him?
He fell out of the bus. Him and who's the other fucking guitar player? The little skinny dude with the black hair. Shit. Anyway, they had an argument over who's going to sleep in which bunk. And fuck it, Cliff. He won the argument and Cliff got the shit bunk. Mm-hmm. And that's the bunk that ejected him out the window and the bus landed.
So the current guitar player made that decision?
Yeah, the rhythm guy, or the not Hatfield, the other guy.
Right, the lead.
Yeah.
Whoever the hell his name under, is. Well, how do you think that affects you? That's got to
be
a trip,
he
man.
He said he's totally totally bummed him out. And Hatfield goes running outside in his underwear because the bus driver said they slipped on black ice. Show me the fucking black ice! He ran up and down the highway checking for black ice.
So there wasn't any black ice.
No.
Wow.
Black ice. I think the bus driver.
Well, I'm
fell
sure
asleep,
it's a very interesting story, but I didn't need to hear it from some drunk ass spitting
say it,
in my
don't
face.
Spray it.
Oh yeah, and then I walked over to you. I'm like, dude, man, I'm gonna have an upper respiratory infection.
Respiratory.
And I do. This morning I woke up and the first 30 minutes, I'm hacking up this brown, yellow, green phlegm.
Because you swallowed some of the shit he was spitting on you.
Oh, yeah, just awful. If I see that fucker again, I'm just going to punch him in the face.
Just jack him.
All right, so anyway, we did get up there, John. We finally got up there, at 11:15?
Something like that.
We played four songs? Five songs? We played three songs.
We played this.
Yeah, we started out with this.
Except, did you hear Rick go, ning, 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 ning?
Ning, 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 ning.
When he doesn't know the words.
Yeah, ning, 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 ning.
Num, 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 ning, ning, ning.
So we played that. We played two other songs, and then the crowd was like, So we played five songs, and we were done in 15 minutes?
Yeah.
And these other fuckers go up there, they play three songs, and it takes them a goddamn hour to get through three songs. So the second that Rick got off stage, the bartender came over and said, hey, I need to book you guys. So we got a gig.
Right.
January
27th, that's correct. Mundo.
27th on a Saturday at Eddie's in Arlington Heights.
And nice. The Beacon.
And the Beacon, January 13th, the Bears' first playoff game.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should be fun and exciting. Are we all going to wear jerseys for that gig?
We were talking about that. Your insubordination when we wear uniforms.
Come on, man. I got a jersey. I got a Grossman jersey.
Oh, man. You know...
I want to get a Butkus jersey.
Then we ran into one of the guys from the Ides of March.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, dude. Now, before you say that, I'm looking at this guy all night. I'm like, is that a man or is that a woman? I can't tell. Is that a hermaphrodite? What is that thing? And then you told me, and then he came over and he said, hey, man, you guys were great. And he's talking to me and he walks away and you come over and you're like,
tight.
Hey, man, did you know who that was? And I'm like, no. And then you said.
His name is Ray. That's all I know. Rick told me he was from the Ides of March.
Oh, so we haven't vetted that.
I think it's the Ides of March.
He may just be some hermaphrodite that says he's from the Ides of March.
There, what was the name of that tune? Was it Gloria?
Gloria!
G-L-O-R-I-A! Wasn't it? No, that wasn't Ides of March.
I don't know.
It?
Who knows? I don't know. Look it up on Wiki.
I'm looking.
Ides of March.
Ides of March.
But the guy was wearing all denim, or the yeah, it was a guy. Because when he talked to me, he seemed to have like have a guy handshake.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice an Adam's apple. But
hey, fellas.
When I talked to him, he seemed a little bit more masculine than feminine.
Can I suck your cock?
So I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Now, what was the other band Rick talked about? It wasn't Ides of March.
It wasn't?
What was it called? The song Gloria.
So then we stuck around, and some guy got up there on keyboards, and I thought he was pretty good, but his keyboard went out, and you hear one keyboard song, and you're done with it. I don't want to hear another one. So we left right after that.
Right.
And some guy's smoking a goddamn cigarette, and I don't know how much he pays for cigarettes, but I'm the one inhaling all the nicotine.
Right.
Much more than him. Because he takes a puff and then he blows it right in my face, and then he takes a cigarette and puts it on the chair, and it just kind of wafts up into my face. I don't know what that's all about, John.
Oh, sorry. It's not G-L-O-R-I-A. That's Van Morrison.
Van Morrison did Gloria originally? Van Morrison? That doesn't sound right.
And her name is Gloria. Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A. I'm going to shout it all night. I'm going to shout it every day. Yeah. What am I thinking of, Ides of March?
I don't know. Who knows? All right, let's get out of
this. Who fucking knows? Jim Peterick was in it.
So we got some gigs coming up. January 13th at the Beacon and Des Plaines, and January 27th at Eddie's in Arlington Heights.
Arlington Heights.
Nice. So if you, we got to give TTN listeners something if they come through the door. What are we going to give them, John?
I don't know. A Bic lighter or something.
Autograph. Electronic digital photograph. We can electronically sign something, scan it in, and then take digital pictures and then send them out. Yeah. Our fans. How about that? That's a nice prize.
Yeah, that's a nice
prize. When you have like 10 seconds to think about it. That's great. I'd want one of those.
What do we got? We never got anything.
Want one of those?
You kept telling me, I got $2,000, man. I got $2,000 of discretionary funds.
That's gone.
We got to get t-shirts.
Hey, you know what? I got a bunch of shit in the basement.
Here's a design, Scott. Here's a design. Approve it. Did you look at it yet? Yeah. Oh, I haven't had time, you know? Yeah, I saw what you said. Oh, yeah.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
Blah, blah, blah.
I just told you, but got a bunch of shit in the basement. I'm going to go through that. And I'm going to bring stuff.
What's your fucking point?
And the first 5 TTN listeners that come in will get a personalized Scott memorabilia.
Oh.
How about that?
Nice. Scott memorabilia.
Nice.
This is my first baseball mitt when I was 7.
Possibly. I am very giving, John.
You're the giver.
Because I gave Rick a guitar last year.
You did.
Nice Gibson.
And he hasn't smashed it yet.
Well, no, I took it back when he quit the band. So it's my guitar. I'm letting him use it now.
Oh, you did took it? You took it back? I thought he just gave it back.
Well, he returned it, yeah.
Yeah.
And so then, now he's just using it.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that hurt you.
Yeah, it did hurt me, yeah. That he gave it back. And he quit the band.
Yeah.
And the other thing that hurt me is he smashes guitars. Like, if he gets pissed off at me for whatever reason. Like, I fart in his general direction on stage, and he smashes my guitar.
Yeah. That would suck. He always gets them put back together, though.
Yeah.
There's a picture I sent him of Steve Lamar. Playing in the metal band, playing his guitar.
Uh-huh.
Rick sold him a Telecaster.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name of their band?
Metal Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to go see those guys again. I'd like to see Metal Shop.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'd like to see the Spasmatics again.
No doubt.
Don't they play up in Palatine?
Yeah.
On Thursday nights?
Yeah.
Let's do a band field trip.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
And can we bring your Mike or whatever the fuck it's called.
Mike.
Sure. River.
Sure.
Something.
Arcos.
We can get interviews.
Sure.
Interview. We want to interview.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. You
nice.
Got a good interview.
Yeah, I got the gift of gab. No doubt about it.
Not
no
during practice.
Doubt about
What's
it.
Up, Scott?
No, nothing. It's fine. It's all good. All right.
So, did we want to talk about, do we got any other things to talk about here?
One thing to talk about before we get into comments, emails, and all that other BS, John.
Yeah.
I listened to the latest Air Out My Shorts.
Yeah.
Pardon me. I'm not sure what episode it was, but a couple of things notable about that episode. One is Preston seems upset with Total Talk Nonsense.
Really?
And instead of me explaining, we can just play this clip.
All right.
Yes.
Here it is.
I'm John.
I'm Scott.
Motherfuckers.
You're mad at them, aren't you?
No, I'm not mad at them.
You're starting to get really paranoid about this whole tiny hands thing.
Yeah, stick my tiny hands up their asses. Boy.
That was one of the funniest goddamn things I ever heard, man. When we listened to it the other night. I was not expecting that.
Now, the other thing is...
it's a term of endearment. I don't know anything about his hands. Paulie B kept saying he's got tiny hands. I've never seen his hands. We don't even know what they look like.
No, I don't even know what he looks like.
Right. He had some fingers missing or something, I heard, too.
Missing a Paulie B's arse. When you think of Preston Buttons, who do you envision? Do you have a vision?
Well, because he talks like this, it's
Hi, I'm Preston Buttons. I'm going to shove my tiny hands up their ass.
No, I don't know. I can't, I know who he reminds me of, but I can't picture the name. An actor.
Well, let's do some homework. And
all right.
Next episode, we'll talk about who Preston Buttons reminds us of. Now, getting on to the next clip, John, we had the word whore on our show. She Skyped in. And here's what she had to say about Punky on our show. Here's what she had to say about Punky
on
joining
our show,
BT Pod Show.
Right.
Have you heard Punky since they've been on the BT Pod Show?
Yeah, I'm mad about that. What the fuck is that?
Why are you mad? What's the big deal?
Fucking sellout.
Yeah.
All right. Now here's
that's what she said.
Here's
we didn't
say anything.
Her or
we
anything.
Just asked her. Hey, just what do you think about that?
Here it is again.
Have you heard Punky since they've been on the BT Pod Show?
Yeah, I'm mad about that. What the fuck is that?
Why are you mad? What's the big deal?
Fucking sellout.
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? I'm mad about that, John. All right, now here's on their latest show here. Is the backpedal, John. Call this backpedal.
Backpedaling. The backstroke. All right, here it is.
Punky is on the pod show now in the UK.
I was under duress. I would have never called them sellouts if I hadn't been pressured.
Of course.
By those
what pressure?
Fat boys in Chicago. They lured me with pizza and beer and promises.
The thing is that if someone offered us an opportunity, we'd be the first to sell out.
Well, everybody knows that. We're shameless.
The only problem that I have with it is that I have to listen to Adam Curry's voice at the beginning and end of shows now. And it kind of makes my teeth hurt.
It makes my ears bleed.
And what did you say to him? You said to the fact that exactly what Preston Button said. Adam Curry on the front end and back end, and the fact that they sold out to that piece of shit.
Adam Curry, I don't know if they know who Adam Curry is, but Adam Curry was this MTV DJ. He was somebody who tried to be hip, but everybody could tell that he was trying so hard to be hip that he was the biggest fucking dork ass on the planet. Just a smack-tired extraordinaire, John. And now to hear that douchebag on the beginning and end of Punky.
Well, I don't know him personally, but...
You don't have to know him personally. You just have to look at the guy and hear him talk. He's a stroke, a tool. And I don't, the thing that bothers me.
Let's listen to the pressure and the duress that she's under from the two fat boys from Chicago.
Okay. Have you heard Punky since they've been on the BT Pod show?
Yeah, I'm mad about that. Why? Fuck is that? Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Why are you mad? What's the big deal?
Fucking sellout.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. Duress.
A lot of pressure and duress.
And promises.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
But getting back to Adam Douchebag, the thing that bugs me, I mean, I'm happy
it's
for
Curry.
Punky.
It's Curry, Scott.
Whatever. I'm happy for Punky. They're getting some revenue. Is that what you'd call it?
Yeah.
For broadcasting?
Sure.
But to fuck with the content, can't they do anything? Like, that would be great if they signed up and they did whatever they needed to do, but without having that asshole on the beginning and the end. Is that possible? Is that possible?
I don't know. I don't give it much thought.
That's a big goddamn turnoff.
I don't give it much thought. I'm sure.
Well, you stopped listening to Punky.
They have a new fan base. I just haven't had time to listen to them.
Well, there's always new 12-year-olds, John, that get iPods for Christmas.
Well, you remember the big diatribe from Pauly B about our show and. About a year ago, I think it was.
No, what did he say?
You can do better than that, boys. Stick to the comedy and the political bantering.
Why? What were we doing?
Yeah, because the whole bad girl or whatever. What was her name? Daisy?
Oh, Daisy? What was her name? That still is her name. Daisy, John. Daisy.
I don't know that that's her real name.
We don't.
So
her real name could be Bad Girl. We don't know.
Could be Batman. Could be Batgirl.
Yeah, she could work for the FBI. We don't know.
Right. She's going to be 19 in January, you know. We're supposed to jump out of a cupcake, I heard.
You know, I forgot all about that. That crap that Pauly B said. Yeah, you're better than that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a hypocrite. Now when I listen to my Punky. Punky in its heyday. And its greatness.
That is one big pile of
Episode
shit.
10 is my favorite, John, but it was 20 minutes long,
yeah.
Maybe 25 minutes long, three songs, punk, rockin' ass songs.
But that's what they want to do, you know? That's what he wants to do.
What do you mean? He wants to become like us?
No.
Because that's what his show is evolving into.
Everybody does.
It used to be three songs, it was about the music. Now, it's really not about the music. It's about Adam Curry. It's about, they have a new sponsor. It's about GoDaddy.
Oh, Jesus
so they,
Christ.
They read commercials now. And it, like the punk, the main underlying thing, punk, is not a priority. It doesn't seem like it's a priority anymore.
Well, maybe, yeah, the creativity of the show, it's all about a paycheck and there is no need for creativity or...
Could be.
Or whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's all about the paycheck. I don't know.
Who knows?
Be nice to have a paycheck, but I never would. And you've stood pretty firm about never formatting anything towards being less than what we do.
Huh?
So having anybody say,
what?
Okay, yeah, I don't like what you're saying there, Scott. I think you should... say it's something like this, or you should, your content should be a little less political about George W.
Right, right.
If that happened, then we're not going to pay you unless you go that way. Yeah, fuck that. The contract would say we do whatever the fuck we want, whenever we want.
Well, and that's an excellent point, John, and one that we haven't articulated here. And another thing that bothers me about Punky is they can let Adam Curry fuck with their content, right? Oh, you sure you're going to pay us money? Do whatever you want with our content. Let's say Crybaby Emo Kids win the lottery. And they say, hey, Punky, we want you to do a Crybaby Emo Kids segment. Actually, we want to change your whole show to Crybaby Emo Kids music, right? So just do the same shit you do, but play Crybaby Emo shit. And would they do it?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
if it's in the contract, they're damn maybe, right they're going to do it.
Maybe they'll do it. I don't know.
I don't know what the contract says.
Who knows?
Could be anything.
Maybe part of the contract is Adam Curry comes over and sucks their cock.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
And our disclaimer, we are a satirical radio show. Please send all your letters to Scott.
And then the word whore. What's with the word whore? She's on Skype. She's speaking from the heart saying, sellouts, it really bugs me. But then, I got a backpedal. I got a backpedal, Preston.
Backstroke.
Ask me about that so I can backpedal and say I was under duress.
Don't tell me how to do it. Preston comes right out and say, hey, fuck it. Why'd you even say that? Why didn't you just say, you know, I'd sell out in a heartbeat, he said.
Right.
Just comes right out and says it. Fuck it. All right, let's take it to two, man.
All right, take it to two.
Because I got a fart.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.